This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Ladies, what is something that your man did that was totally disgusting before you moved in together? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us right now. We want to hear your stories. And we're getting into this because Kathy Griffin, comedian, told a story in an interview recently, I believe it was on a podcast, about what Jack Black did when she was dating Jack Black.
He used to have this apartment in Vermont. So one night I spent the night there, and the next day I'm in the shower. And I remember saying to him, I get off on the bath mat and I said, I need a shower towel. And he goes, you're standing on it. You guys, that's straight, guys. He had one bath mat / towel that he used for both, and that was it. So naturally, I kept sleeping with him.
All right, so that's
also
pretty disgusting.
Well, it's not just that. It's that Jack Black always had kind of a lot of body to dry off.
Yes, he did.
So
still
having,
does.
Right. So having simply a bath mat doesn't feel like that's enough.
916-909-1065. I have a story about what I did before I started living with my wife. I'll get to that in a second. It's pretty gross. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what is something that, is it your husband? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did he do before you guys lived together?
He chewed tobacco and there were spit cups all over the place.
Oh my God.
I think chewing tobacco is so disgusting just in general.
There used to be a guy that worked here, and he would chew while he was here at work and on the air. And he would spit into water bottles and keep them in the studio. And like, his coworkers had to look at that.
It's disgusting.
And then couldn't believe it when he was told you can't chew at work.
Violetta, are you there?
Yes.
All right. So what is something disgusting that your man used to do before you lived with him?
He wouldn't clean his bathrooms at all.
Like at all? Nothing about his bathroom? He would clean nothing?
Nothing. When I moved in, there was like inches of hair.
Oh! Okay, I have to say, admittedly, I am somebody that sheds a lot. Like, I have a ton of hair, and it comes out pretty much everywhere. There is something so much nastier about a man's hair everywhere. And I don't know why it is. I don't know.
I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
You don't know what part of the body it's from.
That's exactly what it is.
That's, I mean, with women, it's limited real estate.
Right.
For most women. Men, it could be anything. It could be literally almost any body.
That is absolutely true.
And what's funny, too, Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
Thanks for calling the show. So, was it your husband?
My husband now, yeah.
Okay, so your husband, similar to what Violetta's husband did, except it was just one specific thing. He would clean his whole bathroom, except for what?
The toilet.
He just wouldn't clean the toilet?
Why? Of all the things.
I don't know. It always, there's always that yellow.
Okay, I don't, I know, I know, and I don't want to know, okay? We all... It is too early for this.
I remember my dad used to say, like, well, we don't need to clean the toilet. We just we would throw those bleach pucks in the... It's like, Dad, that only does the part that gets wet. Like, there's a whole toilet. There's a whole outside
cleaning
of it,
though. Cleaning the toilet is literally the easiest thing in the world.
Okay, so here's what I did before I started living with my wife. And I recognize that this is gross. I don't do it anymore. She pointed out, she's like, that's gross. And I go, okay, you're right. I would pee into the shower. Not pee in the shower. I would pee into the shower.
Why would you do that?
I would be brushing my teeth and I would let while the water is warming up. So the shower is on.
Makes it a little better.
The water's running and I would brush my teeth. So I had my dominant hand. So I couldn't couldn't go over to the toilet and do it because my aim would be off.
Okay.
I'm not going to use the strength, my left hand. That's crazy. That's chaos.
So you are somebody that thinks brushing your teeth in the shower is gross.
Yes.
But peeing in the shower while you brush your teeth, perfectly fine.
Peeing into the shower. Right. I would stand.
Peeing into the shower.
Yeah,
right.
I would stand on the outside of the shower.
didn't you say that there were times when you would just pee in the sink?
That was like a drunk college thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. I would almost chalk that up to that wasn't a choice.
Okay, that was just, we're here and it's happening.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.